When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
We're back, and you're back with us, mateys. We're back, and you're back with us. We are Tom Cavanaugh and Michael Ian Black.
You're just going right into it.
I'm going right into it.
Welcome to Mates.
Welcome.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
I'm Tom.
I'm Mike.
And welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, your snack podcast, where we rate snacks according to the purr system. We pick a snack.
Eat a snack.
We rate a snack. The purr system, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfected over generations.
I'm excited. You want to know why?
Why, Tom?
Because today we got ourselves a letter.
Yes, we did.
Well, magic, every week we get a letter. Are all letters created equal?
No, they're not.
Hells no.
No.
You and I are more inclined to mock a letter than we are to praise a letter.
Absolutely.
Just how we're built.
As I'm inclined to mock everything as opposed to praise it.
Absolutely. It's just how you idle at mocking.
Because I hate what?
Myself. You hate yourself.
That's right.
Exactly right. I do it for comedy purposes.
Right.
You crack me up. Let's just get that out there. You know, we're not here to compliment each other. I'm not even here to bury Caesar because he's already dead and it would make no sense and buried. So why would I bury him?
Right. You came here not to praise him either.
I didn't come to praise Caesar.
No. Caesar, as far as this conversation is concerned, irrelevant.
Got nothing to do with anything we're talking about today. Let's not bring Caesar up again. But magic, we got this letter. Comes to us from Maigret.
Yeah, Maigret.
You know how I know how to say that?
She told you how
she
to say
tells
it.
Me. She tells me hard T, not that sissy French way where the T sounds like a Y, fuck, period, that, period.
So it's not pronounced Maigret, fuck, that.
She doesn't want that. She doesn't want Maigret either.
Right. Maigret.
She doesn't want Maigret.
Nope. She doesn't want Maigret.
She doesn't want Margaret.
Nope.
She wants Maigret.
Stupid name.
Dumb name, Maigret. But listen, it's French, so it's not dumb.
Well, if it was French, she'd pronounce it like the French.
Well, she hates the French. Clearly, this is an American that she has bought and drank in the Kool-Aid that says that the French people... Look, listen, we have wonderful things in Paris and in France proper that you'll never have in here in America.
If there is a...
Never will you have it.
Consolation. Not consolation. Explanation.
What the explanation would be.
She comes to us from Vermont.
She's from Vermont.
So I'm guessing that there is a little French-Canadian in there somewhere.
Hello.
Which would explain the Maigret and the little French-Canadian in there.
Vermont is a little bit of my stomping grounds, a little bit.
How's that?
Well, magic. My high school years were spent about 17 miles above the Vermont border proper.
Okay.
So I know my Vermont quite well. This letter comes from Burlington, Vermont.
Terrific town.
Sucks.
I hate it.
Terrible place. But the small towns that surround it, that pepper the landscape of Vermont,
terrific.
Couldn't
be fun. Oh, the best.
Love them.
Hate them.
Rolling hills, beautiful little small towns. There's your steeple, your white church steeple. There's your small town. There's your greeting. It's picturesque.
Covered bridges?
No, they cover bridges out the yin yang.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they're all about covered bridges in Vermont. Vermont is a beautiful, beautiful state.
Terrific.
You know? Burlington?
Ah, the worst.
You don't want to be from Burlington, Maigret. I want to... listen. Why don't you move to maybe a resort town or even one of them smaller little towns that pepper the Vermont landscape?
Why don't you get off Maigret's jock and just...
I'm a big fan of Maigret. I'm a huge fan of Maigret. Let me explain why. I'm going to read a little bit of the letter. This is what made me fall in love with Maigret. I can tell already I'm going to be very pleased saying Maigret.
Oh, it's one of the better names I've ever heard.
When this podcast is over, I will probably call you Maigret for a while.
Mm-hmm.
With my good friend Maigret Black.
Right.
So.
And my friend Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an avid viewer. No, I'm not a viewer of Mage. So much so that I daydream or something to make my own spin-off series.
I can't understand a word.
I'll slow down when I get to the good stuff. She's complimenting us. World-renowned purse system. We don't take well to complimenting. We just figure people are after our money.
Yeah, well, that's been borne out time and time and time again.
Yeah, so we are, what's the word, cautious?
Cautious is the polite way of saying it.
We're scarred.
I'm standoffish and brusque.
You are. I've seen you in public. I love you. I love you since the state. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an autograph? You're just...
Right.
You just... What do they want from me?
Walk away, sister.
I'll say to you, they want an autograph.
And I say, walk away, sister.
And they say, my name's Jeff.
And I'll say, sister, walk away.
And then they walk away.
They do.
Mm-hmm. So let me cut to the good stuff. This is a wonderfully composed line. Now, Magic, you wrote Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Yes, I did.
And so I consider you a scribe. I consider you a Hollywood scribe, a screenwriter.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you. Most people can't point to a big Hollywood movie and say, yeah, I wrote that. But you can.
I can, yes.
Schwimmer directed that.
Schwimmer did.
Sure. People will be familiar with David. A good friend, David Schwimmer.
Well, my good friend, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's always like...
Schwim sauce.
You call him Schwim sauce?
I call him Schwim sauce.
Schwim sauce?
Yeah, I don't really call him that.
No, of course you don't. That's a dumb name. But anyway, listen, our good friend, Schwimmer.
Well, my friend.
And Schwimmer and you and I would hang out. I wouldn't...
Have you met him?
Usually be there. Oh, yeah, I've met him.
Okay.
Standoffish. He's great at standoffish.
Brusque.
Very brusque. He's like, keep walking, sister. I'm like, no, but David, I'm friends with Michael.
Keep walking, sister.
And so I did. I don't want to trouble the guy. He's a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Friend.
Yeah.
Not my friend.
No.
But listen, he was a cat getting, what, couple million per episode? He's a rich dude. He's a fantastic guy who now has to live down the fact that he was Ross for the rest of his life. I love him.
Why would you do that?
Because I love him.
Why would you knock the legs out from under the guy?
He's fine with his leg getting knocked out.
Tremendous guy.
Great guy.
My best friend.
Schwim sauce is your best friend.
Yeah.
I come in the close 19th. 20th. I want to break the top 20.
You're right there. You're right there. You're knocking on the door of the top 20.
If I knock Frank Whaley's boots off, will I then enter the top 20?
You might have to. There's a couple of guys in front of Whaley.
Really?
You get there. Yeah, well,
Whaley's
neighbor.
Not top 20?
Whaley's a neighbor.
Whaley's up there in the wilds of Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a little bit of hard glint to his eye, that guy, a little bit.
Well, he can be a little standoffish.
Brusque?
A little bit.
All right.
Walk away, sister.
Makes me like him a little bit more. Now, so we agree that we love Schwimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwimmer directs your movie, and you've gotten a big... You've got in your back pocket, you've got a big Hollywood hit in your back pocket. Most people can't say that.
Right.
But you, as a scribe, will appreciate how Maigret composed this sentence. If you steal this idea that I rightfully stole from you first, I will be so mad. And here it comes. Unless, of course, you invite me to guest on an episode, then I'll be as giddy and delighted as a swan in a pretty bird contest.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's good, right?
I want to believe that she made that up, and so I will. I've never heard it before.
If your name is Maigret, if her name wasn't Maigret, I might be like, she didn't make that up.
Right.
Her name's Maigret. I think she made it up.
She made up her name.
Here's the next pair. She made up her name?
As far as I can tell, because that's a stupid name.
Interesting.
I like saying it. I like Maigret.
Maigret?
I only kid the ones I love, and I love Maigret.
Yeah, I know. You have yet to kid me, and it really bothers me.
Maigret Sauce, I'm going to start calling her.
I'm going to call her Maigret Sauce, too. Is that okay or not?
It's all right.
I'm going to call her Schwim Sauce. So when Maigret and I are together, people will be like, why does Tom call you Schwim Sauce? And it'll be like,
long
no
story.
Reason.
Long
we'll giggle story. A little bit. Hoist a beer and giggle. Here's the good paragraph. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, there's two more good paragraphs. Given my love of your show, I felt that it was only appropriate that I send a snack for you all to try on and off air, no judgment, which of course means tons of judgment. This is a snack that I like that she's judging us already. And well, she should. We're going to rate you, Maigret. Name, 10. This is a snack that my college girlfriends right away, right there.
You like that?
You have my attention.
Yeah.
You have your attention. I saw you like you were about to pass out on the table in the conference hall here, and suddenly you were like, college girlfriends?
Mm-hmm.
Ding. It's a signifier.
Right. What that tells me is frisky,
mm-hmm.
drunk.
Nubile.
Nubile. And loose.
Loose. Not individually loose. but in a pack.
In a pack, they'll just spread it for anybody.
And Magic, you and I are not about that.
No, we're about respect for women.
That's our platform. Respect for women.
But when you throw college girlfriends
out
there...
You're going to throw college girlfriends in my face. Like, we're only human.
Please throw college girlfriends in my face.
Exactly right. So, my college girlfriends and I used to enjoy after a long night of drinking. We'd get all hammered at the bars and stagger home to find late-night snacks to soak up the alcohol. Wise. Clad only in our bras and panties.
You see what she's doing?
Sure. After our usual post-bar giggly pillow fights and scissoring, we'd all cuddle on the couch and munch on this snack mix.
Now, the munch on the ellipses that you put there... You were included in the letter.
I didn't put the ellipses. I did when I read it, but I'm just reading what was in front of me. Right. She put the ellipses in, meaning she's talking about...
She's being very flirty with us right now.
Completely. And does that work on us?
Absolutely.
100%. You said, when I read this to you, you said, and where's the picture?
Well, my thing is, if you're going to send that letter, you send the picture as well. Send a picture of yourself. Send a picture of you in bra and panties with your college girlfriends.
Of course. Just to say it and not send a picture is... infuriating.
A little bit. It's also disrespectful. Our thing is respect for
women.
Our
thing is respect for women.
You've got to respect us.
We want to be treated with the same modicum of respect.
That's all we're asking.
That's all we're asking. If we are up on our platform, respect for women is what we herald, then we need the same adjunct behavior.
Grab a ladder, step on up to our platform with us.
Respect for men.
Absolutely.
And if not for men, for Mike and Tom. If not for Mike and Tom, for mates, for the love of God.
Either way. I don't even care. Just send a picture.
I've been a longtime fan of MIB, that's M-I-B, Magic Ian Black, since The State, and a longtime fan of Tom since this podcast. So here's the thing. You want me to like you? You're now heading down the right path.
I think so.
The next line, I wasn't totally aware of his existence.
Pretty good.
Now I'm like... I'm taking my glasses off, I'm cleaning them, I'm leaning in, I'm peering in a little bit.
You're drooling a little bit.
A little bit. I wasn't totally aware of his existence until then, until this podcast, and then honestly thought he was someone else.
Oh.
Until I saw his picture on the website.
Right. She had you at hello with that paragraph.
Yeah. She's like, it's also coupled with the fact that she's a huge fan of yours for 20 years running.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know who the other dude is.
Right.
I can't help but appreciate that.
You gotta like
it
a lot.
Yeah. 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 She got me. It's pretty good. Maigret. Not bad. So, what she's given us, Magic, without further ado, Dakin Farm Farmhouse Mix.
Dakin Farm Farmhouse Mix.
Dakin Farm Farmhouse
Mix. Dakin Farm
Dakin Farm Dakin Farm Dakin
Farm Stormtroopers hitting the ground. A single bag of Dakin Farm's Farmhouse Mix. She left the price tag on, which I like, $4.99. That's quite an investment for us. And this apparently is a local brand from Ferrisburg, Vermont, Dakin Farm. And
you could do worse and move out of Burlington and move to Ferrisburg.
I'm looking here. You can probably hear it. It's a cellophane bag filled with what appear to be different kinds of nuts, some crackers, some of those sort of chippy things that are kind of elbow-shaped and orangish?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know orange-ish. What you call those things. Boomerangs. I'm going to call it a boomerang. And so it's not so dissimilar from a Chex Mix, which we've done before, but this has a lot more nuts in it, and I don't know if it's spiced or not.
When you send along a package of a farmhouse mix from Vermont, though, what I read into that is healthy.
I'm thinking eggs.
Huh?
You send me farmhouse mix. I'm expecting eggs.
From farmhouse mix?
Well, sure. It's a farmhouse. You got to send me some eggs.
Ding-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling. Chores are done, boys. Chores not done. Come on in. Breakfast's on the table.
Right.
This is at 7 a.m.
Chores are done. Come get your eggs.
Morning chores. You're working all day till 10 p.m., but the morning chores...
Come on in, boys. Get your eggs.
And you're going to have a hearty breakfast there at the Dakin Farm.
Yeah, but even if...
It's a long wooden table.
Even if old Ma Dakin is saying, come on in, boys. Come get your farmhouse mix. I'm expecting eggs. I'm expecting Bisquick biscuits. Uh-huh. I'm expecting oatmeal, slabs of bacon, nuts, crackers, boomerangs.
No, I think they got the big, thick Canadian bacon going there because it's Vermont. It's close to the true north, strong and free. And she's got toast, big, thick trenches of toast, and there's oatmeal with to warm up the innards. Ma Dakin's farmhouse is just the boards of the table are groaning, so she has filled up that table for the food, for the people who are doing the chores.
Not her.
What? Her not what?
Not Ma Dagan.
She's not going to participate. She sits there and makes sure that she eats after.
She's doing a lot of darning, too. A lot of darning for the boys.
Sometimes she gets holes in her socks. Darn it.
And so when I hear Farmhouse Mix, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm expecting some eggs.
Yeah, not me.
But I'm happy with, I think I'm happy with what Maigret sent, which is...
Maigret.
I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I don't know what's particularly farmhouse about this. It's a nut mix. It's a nut mix. It's nuts and boomerangs.
It's a farmhouse mix. It's what they eat around. They grab a couple of these to keep going, you know?
Well, my
last run on the tractor had me, you know what, grab a farmhouse mix.
It might be a field mix.
Replenish yourself.
If it's a field mix, then I'm expecting nuts and crackers and boomerangs.
Mix, I'm expecting barley.
There might be barley in here.
I don't reckon. Are you planning on opening that bag today or just going to fondle it? There's my answer. There's my answer twice.
I'll open it. Sure. It comes with a, you know, like a cardboard toppy thing where you kind of peel it off the bag. You can hear that.
Sure.
And then underneath is the top of the cellophane bag folded over.
Everything about this packaging, though, says they're not trying to impress us with packaging. It's just a simple cellophane package.
Homespun.
Exactly right. It's homespun. It's easy. They're like up there in Vermont. They're not waving things around and.
Certainly not making it easy to open, I'll tell you that.
Are they not? Yeah, no, you look at you.
Now the bag is ripped open at the top. I'm exposing the farmhouse mix to the elements. I guess I just got to get in there, grab a handful, and have at it.
Have at her.
So
what did I say?
What I've got in my hand looks like an assortment. It looks like honey roasted nuts.
Yeah, I like the honey roast, as you know.
What are these? Almonds?
Almonds?
Crackers, boomerangs.
Boomerangs.
And, hazelnuts? Are these hazelnuts?
That looks like a filbert. Wait, a filbert and a hazelnut is the same kind of nut.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's a hazelnut.
Just take a bite. It got a little spice to it. I like that. And, look, if you're a Vermont farm mix, you need to hang your hat on Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are doing that.
It is a Hardy mix.
It's robust, isn't it?
It's got... I wouldn't quite say it's a
kick. Wait, is it a pretzel?
It might be a pretzel.
Is it?
Okay. It's not. It doesn't quite have a kick, but it's got some flavor to it. I wouldn't even call it a zing or a pop. I'd just call it some.
It's flavor. It's not a zing. It's not a pop. It does not zing you at all.
But it does.
But it's hearty though.
Yeah. It's filling. You feel, even from the tiny amount that I've had so far, I feel as if I'm getting filled. I feel like I could.
Operate a tractor?
Yeah, I could throw a bridle up on Bessie.
Bessie's the cow. Why, you've been drinking again, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been a little bit.
Old Paint, maybe?
Old Paint, that's who I mean.
Uh-huh.
Old Paint. Throw a bit up on Old Paint.
Yeah.
Head out to the back 40.
Yeah.
Plant ourselves some alfalfa.
You go till the back 40, you see?
Yeah.
I picture the correct receptacle for the Dakin farmhouse mix to be just a big wooden bowl on the middle of the farmhouse kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just grab a handful and out to the field you go.
Right. Now,
don't get me wrong. It's hell out there.
Oh, it's hot?
It's hot. It's sweaty. You're living
in
a farmhouse with Ma Dakin or a bunch of other farmhands. It's hot. All you do is work all day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no internet. There's no TV.
No.
Guys playing fiddle and banjo are the replacement for your entertainment. That sucks. After you've heard the same songs 100 times.
Well, these guys are not musicians. They know 3 songs. They know Turkey in the Hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
Yep, they know that one.
And they know just some jig that they made up.
Some Irish jig.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night is great.
Fantastic.
Although you wonder why you played the 3 songs for 3 hours straight.
Right.
But you know, they play them slow, they play them fast. You know, people are dancing with Carly, who's the only girl there. That's fine. But after a while, the next night you realize, wait, now that people have had their... You know, it's after dinner and the people are around the fire and they're going to do that again?
Right. Turkey in the Hay again? Really?
We're going to do that?
Curly. Come on.
I know she's coming around the mountain. You know, and then it's the little jig. And then by day 3, you're like,
Forget it. Shoot me now. Right.
Shoot me now because I have to sit through this for 3 hours. And then someone's going to rouse me up, 4:30, John Book, milking time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get out of bed and go do the chores.
So are they importing their farmhands from India?
Oh, that was the mateys paying strict attention will note that to be the Amish grandfather.
Uh-huh.
In Witness.
Right.
Hurry up, John Book.
Right. Come get your curry.
Hurry. What?
That's good. Hurry up, John Book. 4:30 milking time. And you can look into this man's heart and see his badness.
Pray to Vishnu. Before your chores.
You gotta love the Amish.
Oh, love
Fuck
the Amish.
Fuck you and your newfangled ways.
We're fine.
We're good.
We got horses and we got taffy. We don't need anything else.
I could just call you, though. I mean, if I put the phone in, then I could call.
I'm good, thanks.
Look, I just a quick trim.
Nah,
give you a quick trim.
Nah, it looks pretty good the way it is, thanks.
Look at this. J. Crew's got a new line coming out.
I like my overalls.
Okay. But I tell you what, you want a barn put up?
Nobody like those Amish.
One day for a barn.
Oh, they'll raise it.
Dude, I'll raise that damn barn.
You know, I'll get Peter, I'll get Heinrich,
yep.
I'll get the other Peter, and we'll raise up the barn like nobody's business.
If we get the elders' approval.
Well, obviously you need the elders' approval.
Yeah.
We're just all I need, no payment, just a cup of buttermilk, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'd never heard described before in it. The farmhouse mix has butter toasted peanuts. I'd never heard of butter toasted peanuts.
That's that, don't you think?
Oh, okay, so that's the sort of sweet honey roasted peanut thing that I was looking
what
at
else
earlier.
Would it be?
I think you're probably right.
It's gotta
the
be
farmhouse
that.
Mix growing on me.
I love the farmhouse mix.
When I first sampled it.
Yeah. You thought you'd just take
myself,
a handful or two and that'd be it.
Yeah, I thought, it's all right. I mean, it's got flavor, but it's not, as I said. There's no zam-zam to it.
There's not a lot of zam-zam.
No, it's just a simple farmhouse mix.
Yeah.
But there's a reason that...
Zam!
Exactly. There's a reason the agrarian culture has survived for centuries. They're doing something right.
Yeah. From the basin of the Mesopotamia to the country fields of Vermont.
It's a hand to mouth subsistence existence, and it's a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work. It's not about hard work.
So when you snack, you're snacking for business.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't some idle snacking for pleasure 100-calorie pack snack. This is serious. I need energy. I need fuel.
Yeah.
Snack. And it's got to be delicious, it's got to be hearty, it's got to be calorie rich, and it's got to be healthy, it's got to propel me through the day.
It's got to prevent me from collapsing and dying.
Yeah.
Serious snacking. Couple that with a bunch of college girls snacking on this in their bras and panties. Well, Bob's your uncle. And when I say Bob's your uncle, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. It conjures a lot of dueling images. I mean, are these farm girls? Are these pure as the driven snow farm girls?
I'm not the guy that is excited by the farm girl. I assume that's a deficiency in character in me.
I think it depends on the farm girl. I mean, there's nothing inherently about the farm girl that's going to make me go yay or nay. I just want to know sort of where they're coming from. Are they milky white farm girls with those gorgeous farm girl thighs?
Mm-hmm. I'm scared of the farm girl.
The muscular quads, you know. That they can just wrap around you as you're harvesting their seed.
Mm-hmm. You're harvesting their seed? How's that working?
They might be harvesting my seed.
I would hope.
They might be harvesting my seed.
I hope so.
I'm a city boy. I don't know how these things work. I have allergies. So I don't know.
What was it that you said to the maid after you took a dump in the bowl and the bowl didn't flush and you were in the hotel room and you were scared because she had to come in and clean it and you couldn't flush it and she had to take rid of the turd? And
I mean, I said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean,
There was one thing you said to her as you walked out and had to face her face to face.
Oh, I said, I have cancer.
Yep.
I said, I have cancer.
Yep.
to get myself out of that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she had seen my poo in the toilet.
There was nothing else for you to do. The thing that came to your mind was,
I have cancer.
She had to let you go then.
What are you going to do? It's not my fault.
You didn't fly. I had to take that turd. And,
right.
Oh, all right.
Right. Oh, you have cancer. Well, that explains it.
Off you go.
Right.
On your way.
Yeah.
Don't come back to the Hampton Hotel room 206 again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the fact is I don't have cancer, but I just needed to say something to get myself out of that situation.
You were humiliated. It was an atrocious situation.
And that's the best excuse for anything. Any behavior you do, any poor displays of etiquette can be excused with, I have cancer.
You can walk.
Peace be with you.
As you go, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you got onto that.
I don't know either, but you said something about something and I can't remember.
Harvesting seed. Allergies.
You said you were a city boy. You had excuses for harvesting the girl's seed, which I don't know what you were doing, but it seems vaguely like some kind of illegal ring that you're running.
Whatever it is, I love the image of the farm girls in their farm girl panties, in their farm girl bras, just sprinkling farmhouse mix all over each other, laughing and laughing.
Oh, my eye!
Yeah, oh.
You can see that. Oh, your
own.
Oh,
your eye.
That's not my eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Yeah, and then you're into the scene, and then it's fine. Right? You just need to get into the scene, and that's it.
You're just looking for a way to get into the scene.
Right.
And once you get into the scene, you're fine.
I can see you as a director, just having such a good handle, no pun intended, on this kind of stuff. You know?
Okay, so girls, you're back from the bar, you're in your bras and panties, you're a little drunk, you've had a great time, you're trying to sort of soak up the alcohol. Here's some bowls of farmhouse mix, enjoy that. Maybe you sprinkle on each other, maybe one gets in Louise's eye, and then you get into the scene. And action.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, don't, Mandy, don't talk, just, and you're just action.
You're so good, Ronald.
Well, you know what, Mandy, we'll talk about that.
How come the other girls call you Michael?
You call me Ronald, and the other girls will call me Michael.
But I just think you're so smart. This is so smart.
Mandy, can I just take you aside for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Mandy, I know this is your first day on the set.
Talking.
Not sure that you're going to work out, so let's just try
something. I'll totally work out.
Mandy,
I can do presses.
Mandy,
yeah.
Ball. All right, and back to one. Action. Now we're into the scene.
Good scene.
I would be very good on set.
You'd be composed. They'd feel there and say, because you know when you do, listen, we know, when you do a porno, and as actors, you often have to do porn, and when you do, it's unsettling when you walk down, there's the flats, there's the grips, you know, with their bellies hanging over their shirts, there's all the guys, there's the cameraman in their jackets, there's a guy wearing, like, I did Narnia shirt, you know, there's a lot of, like, stuff that strikes one as completely non-sexual. And it's hard to get in the mood, and you got to perform, and it's just a little unsettling when you have to take that robe off and do your porn scene. Like, as an actor, you can't pick and choose all the time, all right? You know, Schwimmsatz got lucky with Friends, but everybody knows for years.
Well, there's a reason he's called Schwimmsatz.
Yeah, that guy was like bucking out, you know, like nonstop. Right? He was a font of sperm, and he had to be to make ends meet until he got Friends, and that's the way it is for a lot of us, and it's nerve-wracking to walk out there, you know, onto the flats, and you've got to take off the robe, and it's great to have a director like yourself who just makes you feel comfortable.
Right.
You know?
And when I... Look, for me, that phone stopped ringing a long time ago. So, as you say, there are times you got to do jobs that you wouldn't necessarily do in flusher times.
Exactly right.
So... when you show up on those jobs, everybody knows why we're all there.
Mm-hmm.
We're all there for one reason and one reason.
I love you on the state, man.
Okay, cool. Thanks, buddy.
Cool.
Thanks, buddy. But let's just focus on today's work.
Right.
Let's just focus on today's work.
It's kind of considered taboo to bring up.
Don't bring up previous work. Don't bring up anything that you've seen them on before.
Because it humiliates us.
It's a little bit humiliating. For the purposes of today, just call me Ronald.
Yeah.
And we'll get to work, right. And that'll be that. We don't need to talk about anything else. We'll all just have as good a time as we can have.
Yeah. And Tommy, I loved you on Providence.
You know,
please don't do that.
Right. And I'm not Tommy today.
Yeah, I'm not Tommy. Today, I'm Ronald 2.
He's Ronald 2. Mm-hmm. Oh, are you guys going to do a scene together? No.
No,
we're not
he's the director. I'm acting. I'm here
not,
to act.
I'm
At least
Ronald,
treat me with some respect.
He's Ronald 2. We're not doing a scene together.
I know you're not going to see my face. You're going to cut it right here.
You know what?
But I want you to treat me with some respect.
I think we actually are going to need to see your face for this one shot.
Great. Can I get some makeup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get you some makeup. We're going to need to see your face.
Can I wear a hat?
No, I think we like you as is.
What if I wear like a Santa hat?
Okay. Let's get a Santa hat for Renald 2.
So that's how it is.
That's how it is.
That's how it goes.
And look, no better snack and craft services when you're shooting one of these babies than a farmhouse mix.
You can come there, spent, scene done, humiliated, tail between your legs, interpret that as you will, to the craft service table. I mean, you get a good bowl of
Dakin Farms craft farmhouse mix.
Suddenly the day starts to look a lot brighter.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Maybe things aren't so bad. Right. Maybe this isn't completely rock bottom.
Yeah, jizzed on some girl.
Got jizzed on. But I got myself a handful of nuts right now.
You know, yeah. At least I'm eating.
Things are looking up. Tomorrow's another day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, you know the past couple of weeks I've been in a sour mood. You know that.
Absolutely. You've been vile. You've been tough to be with.
I thought walking in here today, today's going to be just like last week when I come in. I'm in a crabby mood. Nothing's working out.
You prefaced it by saying, I'm going to be in a bad mood all day.
Yes, I did. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. True story, mateys.
Fully expected that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Then we opened up a box that we received at RPO Box 163 Amsterdam Avenue. Post office box number 135, New York, New York, 10023, for any viewers who want to send us snacks. And I know you're not viewers. Letter in there from Maigret.
Maigret.
Containing a fairly innocuous bag of Dakin Farm farmhouse mix. I took a handful. I'm still feeling crabby.
But you're a little less venomous than you were when you walked through the portals.
42 handfuls later, I'm feeling pretty good.
See? The power of snack. You know, P-O-S. Not to be underrated, I feel.
There's per pick eat rate, and that's how we judge a snack, but there's also P-O-S, the power of snack, which is just a sort of philosophical statement about the power of snack.
That's why they call it power of snack.
And that's just sort of shorthand that we in the snack game use when we acknowledge that, you know what, sometimes it just becomes, it feels like a job, but when you take a step back and you look at what you're doing, you recognize the POS. And that's what today for me has been.
It is another example of a small snack doing a big thing, riding a ship that has gone a little bit skewered outside the harbor. You know, sending it a little bit on its way in a straighter line. And that is not to be underestimated.
Now, look, tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning, I have to wake up.
Yep.
I have to get in my car. Mm-hmm. I'm driving 140 miles to a closed set somewhere in Pennsylvania where I'm going to get my ass rammed with some other dude's dick for money.
Yep. And look, are you going to wake up in a foul mood?
You bet I am.
Probably, because, look, they're not traveling you. Mm-mm. You have to drive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is a state that goes on forever.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that ride home is going to be really uncomfortable.
You've been analyzed.
Yeah.
And it's no good.
$120 is what they're paying me.
$120
is
$120.
I can't sneeze at it, you know?
You can't.
VH1's not calling anymore.
Nope.
So I got to do something.
I think VH1's problem is no one's saying, I love the 20,000.
They don't know how to pronounce it.
They don't know how to say it, so they can't do that thing yet.
So that phone rings and say, hey, you want to get plowed in the ass by some dude for $120? Yeah.
You're darn right I do.
Yeah. You know?
I'll do that job.
So I'm going there tomorrow. Guess what I'm bringing with me?
I'd have no idea.
A bag of Dakin Farm farmhouse mix to get myself through that day.
Oh, hell yeah. Then you know what? That trip home, you'll be dripping out and you'll be, you know, uncomfortable on the seat. Probably have to have one leg up.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the seat beside you, you probably have, like, your Dakin's farmhouse mix. And suddenly you're coming home. Your ship is somewhat righted. More of a straight line. That's POS, folks.
That's POS.
That's POS.
Ratings?
Ratings.
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 Ratings. Ratings.
Ratings. Listen, Maigret, there's a couple things we hate. We don't like not being treated with respect. Isn't that right, Magic?
It's one of the worst things you can do is treat me disrespectfully.
Yeah. But the couple things that we love, your giddy talent with words, your girlfriends, the fact that you don't know me from Adam, I mean, hats off to you.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too. I like it more than you, I suspect.
I suspect that's true.
Yeah. We're on the fence about Maigret. We like saying it.
You know what? The problem is you don't want to go through life having to go, having to say it.
What's your girlfriend's name? Margaret?
No.
What did you, for three years, Johnny's been calling her Margaret.
It's Maigret.
You and Margaret, come on over.
No. It's Maigret. I've told you 100 times.
Yeah.
It's Maigret.
You and Margaret come right over whenever you want.
Maigret, we got to break up.
You guys bring.
We got to break up,
you guys
Maigret.
Bring,
I can't deal with this anymore.
You guys
I love you.
Bring the
potatoes. I love your friends. I love that you introduced me to the farmhouse mix, but baby.
Why not? What is
it? Is
it me?
No, it's not
what?
You. I can't deal with telling people
so
your
well.
Name anymore.
Oh.
I can't deal with it. I'm sorry.
Is it, so it's me or Maigret? Me or my name?
Yeah, you just gotta move out.
What if I
know this is your place, but you gotta move out.
What if I change my name?
No, it's to what?
Maigret.
Nah, it's not that much better.
Maigret?
No, it's the same.
Maigret.
How about just Maggie? How about Maggie?
Fuck you. You think you can come? Where's respect for women now, you dick?
Right.
You
see,
fucking asshole.
It would be like that.
Porn acting dick.
Hey.
Shut up. Get out of my house. What are you even doing here? Get out of my farmhouse. Girls, come here. Punch him.
Oh, yeah. Punch me.
Yeah.
I like that your girlfriends
are
always wearing bras and panties, Maigret.
Yeah. Now you're back together.
No, we're back.
You can't give that up.
Nah.
Well, anyway, so we love Maigret. And this snack for us, it's a little bit of that oft-told tale of the snack that could. Because I think both of us are like, yeah, we like the letter. We'll eat some trail mix, basically, whatever, nut mix. Mixed nuts. But it's grown on us. Like you say, you were in a venomous mood, and now you're feeling a little bit better, even given you have to go on set tomorrow. I'm happy about a number of things about the snack. Not the least of which is A, its heartiness. B, as you know, I'm a big fan of the salt sweet mix.
Mm-hmm.
This has done that well. I would have preferred a little more zing, but that's not what they're about at the farmhouse.
Right.
Pop and zing is not their thing. They're about getting people through the day so they don't collapse and die while tilling a field.
This is not a zam zam kind of snack.
Zam! It's not that.
No.
It's not zam zam either. It's a hearty farmhouse mix. A mix of nuts. It sits on a bowl on Ma Dakin's table. Help yourself whenever you can. It seems to be always filled. I'm appreciative. I'm enjoyable. I don't want to move there, but I'm glad that it's there. Dakin's Farmhouse Mix 7-5.
When I'm out in the fields.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
And I'm doing my tilling, I'm doing my plowing, I'm doing my planting, I'm doing my harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work myself up an appetite.
Tell
and
you.
I'm going to reach for the farmhouse mix. Here's the thing, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm never out in the fields.
Yeah, you're not. You just aren't.
I'm a guy who...
You might be in a recording studio.
Sure.
You're sitting in front of a computer trying to write the next Hollywood script.
Absolutely. I'm not going to find myself in the goddamn fields planting potatoes or whatever it is they plant up in Vermont. They're doing the kind of work I'm incapable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of work I wouldn't do even if I was capable of doing it. So, although I enjoy the farmhouse mix,
mm-hmm.
there aren't going to be that many occasions when I'm going to reach for the farmhouse mix. This is a mix with a purpose. For me, purposeful snacking is dangerously close to eating a meal. If I'm purposefully snacking, if I'm snacking... for utility, I'm getting awful close to eating a meal. Doesn't mean I don't enjoy it. Just means we're kind of in a gray zone right there for me.
You love meals. You adore meals, but it's not the same as a snack.
No.
Nor can it be.
No, it's it can't.
Nor should it be.
It's not a canapé.
Not for us.
It's a snack. A canapé is something entirely different.
It's not a canapé.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Glad we cleared that up.
As far as utilitarian snacks go, this is pretty good, but it's in a way, its utility for me is working a little bit against it. I like it. I'll eat it. It's flavorful. It helped my mood a little bit, but I don't know that on the great groaning board of all snacks, all the time, anywhere, that this is going to be my go-to snack. Even so, slightly above average, 6.5.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Nerdist.com.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.